I love to eat homegrown produce, and the only place that I would ever get my fresh produce is from Tees Farms and Greenhouses. Sweet corn, tomatoes, and peaches are my go-to produce this time of year. Not only do they have the best selection of plants, flowers, and shrubs, they have the best homegrown produce picked fresh from their fields. Get your local Missouri honey at Tees Farms and leave the beekeeping to the pros.
Give us an audio. That's sort of screaming is what I'm hearing. And I can see bees, and they're all being stung.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:06 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and Doug on your left is me.
Yeah, I saw you, and there's a hole where Charlie Marlowe usually sits.
I bet you saw my hole.
What?
So Charlie is late again today, and while it would be Jay Leno-level material to mock, I actually feel badly for him. Because I know he's not like a lazy guy or anything like that. That's just irresponsible. He's been doing the show with us for close to, 8 years. But he's having trouble sleeping, and so he's sleeping through his alarm, and I feel terribly for him because I've been there before, and it sucks. I never really sleep through the alarm, I suppose, although I'm sure I'll be late inevitably. Not my standard late, but like sleep past it at some point again. But he's having trouble falling asleep, and so then I guess he's sleeping through his alarm. I hear tell. That's what I hear tell.
Well, I don't know. If you live down around where we live in that southwest corridor, Kirkwood, Sunset Hills, that area, and you don't give yourself some room on and some time on 270, you might run into some issues.
So you're saying you don't believe Charlie's sleeping through and you just believe he's getting up late?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's saying, I got plenty of time. And then you get on 270, you go, wait a minute, I'm not going anywhere now. I'm in trouble. Because it really starts to back up. If you wait any later than when we go, it really gets rough.
Yeah. And then, as we've said before, heading 270 south at rush hour. Holy moly. But Chuckles is on his way. He's just sleeping through his alarm. So you can feel free to attack him if you would like at 855-CUB-TALK. 855-CUB-TALK is how you can call in the appliance discounter phone lines. It's how you can text in as well. But my God, what a program we have today for the audience.
What have we?
Let's take a look at that Tees Farms Captain's Log, the Plow Iggy monster, this three-headed monster we have of producers, bringing heat once again today with all kinds of fun with audio. And we have so much fun with audio to get to today, Jackie Papers. In addition to our guests, Rick Hummel on the Cardinals. They continue to surge into the wild card spot. He's with us. Rick Hummel, brought to you by Hot Shots. That's at 8:30. And then Doug Steven Stingray, Ray of Mississippi State.
Not familiar with his work.
Plowhawk, you don't happen to have any audio to give Doug an idea, and then, of course, the audience an idea of what Stingray does. Here he is, Doug.
You're never going to keep old Stingray and the Mississippi State Bulldogs down. Now, yes, we lost last weekend, absolutely, but we knew it was going to be a season full of growing pains because the media picked us at SEC Media Days 7th in the West, and we lost a lot last year to the NFL draft, but we have a lot of great talent, and we almost beat South Alabama.
Now, I found one from last season right before they were playing Missouri, and would you like to hear that one?
Doug would, yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you would, please, Plowsy.
Doug, this is Stingray. He's with us at 9 o'clock on the Appliances Counter Phone. It's the Tees Farms Captain's Log. They have good shrubs.
Now, our run will begin against you, Missouri, this Thursday night. You guys have trouble at quarterback because Matty Malk got suspended for the rest of the year, and you guys have not scored a touchdown in almost a month. Your last touchdown was against South Carolina on October the 3rd. Oh, and you guys only scored 3 points against a Vanderbilt team that had not won an SEC game in almost 2 years until they beat you. Yeah, Missouri, your So with all that being said, I just have one question for Drew Locke and the Missouri offense. What you gonna do, brother? What you gonna do when A.J. Jefferson, Chris Jones, Travis Calhoun, Manny Diaz, and that tackle for loss, Mississippi State defense runs wild on you?
Like a stingray, 9 o'clock.
I guess you got nothing else to do down around Starkville. What else is there?
You think he stole that from Rondo? You think he saw Rondo and decided he was going to make his own name?
He has blown up. He has a podcast now. It's the Stingray and Tuck Show. So he'll be with us at 9 o'clock. Brought to you by DraftKings. Rick Hummel at 8:30, and fun with audio galore. But ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the Gateway Buick GMC studios. Gateway Buick GMC is at I-270 McDonald Boulevard and online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. And they have been a loyal sponsor for years now. It's where I get my whips, where Anna Marie gets her whips, where we want you to get your whip. Gateway Buick GMC. Gateway the right way, with 38 service bays to serve you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Gateway Buick GMC studios welcomes Charles L. Marlowe.
Good morning.
You ran into some problems on 270, didn't you?
Doug is skeptical.
I was listening. You really don't believe me.
I don't think a person can sleep through his alarm. The alarm's going beep, beep, beep right next to his head.
I just showed Tim as I walked in. I set my phone, which I think I just turned off. I set my iPad this morning because I was late yesterday. You obviously don't want to be late 2 days in a row. And I'm telling you, it was still on snooze when I walked in here. My iPad. I don't know why.
Don't you have an alarm clock at home?
I have one somewhere. I have to...
Wait, get it out. You need something that goes, me. You can't sleep through that.
I know.
What time's your mole get up, baby? What time's your mole get up?
She's still sleeping.
God bless her.
So, but Doug, I sent a text at like 6... I woke up at 6:36. So it was not because of traffic.
So you were up. Oh, you were up at 6:36.
No, I set my alarm for 6 o'clock. I usually hit snooze once, I feel like, and then get up. It takes me like 30 solid minutes to get here. So no, I woke up at 6:36 knowing the second I saw my phone, I was going to be late.
You hit some traffic on 270, didn't you?
Well, no, it takes me 30 minutes to get here.
Only if you hit a lot of traffic on 270.
I mean, on a good morning, it takes me 26 minutes.
Yeah.
So no, but
you
I apologize.
Go ahead and sleep in.
Yeah, you know, it really, I was just trying to get that extra 10 minutes so I could be late 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, if you don't plan accordingly, if you don't give yourself some extra time, you'll run into some traffic on 270 northbound.
So you having trouble falling asleep, baby? Is that what's going on? What's going on? Let me talk you through this, because I've been there and I know how miserable it is, and those who haven't been there don't know how miserable it is. So what I am is just chock full of empathy.
Well, I really can't make excuses because I've had this schedule for now 9 or 10 months. But I do get home at midnight from work, and I am drinking coffee usually up until about 11:30 when I'm on the air.
You're drinking probably coffee until 11:30 when you're on the air?
Well, yeah, because when you're on the air, you want to make sure you have a little energy.
Do a key bump, babe.
Yeah, I probably should. Either way, I apologize. I'm not doing it on purpose. And no, it's not because of traffic.
No, well, there's a lot
but
of
I heard
270
you,
northbound.
I heard you as I'm driving in.
Sure.
Not believing me.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for the vote of confidence.
I had a little bit of traffic on 270 my own self, and I got here about 15, 20 minutes before you did.
Yeah.
I can only imagine it got worse out there.
It actually wasn't that bad this morning. Relatively speaking.
Well, then I'm surprised you showed up a little late.
I did say I texted at about 6:36, and I said, I really apologize. I'll probably be there at 7:10, which was accurate.
Maybe you need to move out this way.
I should. But aren't we moving back?
We are.
Move again.
Just move a couple times.
Kind of target of around February, Charlie.
All right.
Boy, that'll be nice. I'll have about a 30-second commute.
Yeah. You think we'll be here any earlier then? We'll arrive to the station?
No, I'll just leave my house at 7:04 then.
Okay.
Charlie, is your inability to sleep have anything to do with having sex for the first time on your wedding day? Or could it be because you can't see your junk because of your muffin top hiding it when you look down?
Would you like me to suspend him, Chuck?
No, it's fine. I deserve it.
Mia Hamm's husband.
But no, those aren't the reasons. No, ma.
When I need a pick-me-up, Charlie, I just put a butt plug up my butt. Doug, that's Timmy the Tickler.
Already. It's getting rough already.
These are solid suggestions.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie. R2-D2 that I use as a butt plug.
Okay.
That's actually true. Hey, Charlie, just so you know, before you left this morning late from my house, you left one of your shoes here. Also, I lied and I wasn't wearing a condom. That's from Sean Mahoney's Deadeye.
See you there.
Good to know.
Now we're starting.
You can suspend him.
Starting to get a little peek at the truth.
In fact, it seems like you're enjoying it when they focus on Charlie.
No, I'll suspend him. Sean Mahoney's Deadeye has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name, even as we speak, is going into the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension longueuil.
May I say this, though? I do think, in general, based on that text, I think if someone in the act wasn't wearing a condom, I feel like the other person would know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good question. 855-CUB-TALK. 855-CUB-TALK. If you're not wearing a condom, or really more importantly, the man impaling you not wearing a condom, can you tell? 855-CUB-TALK.
There's nothing better than wearing a condom.
Okay, I didn't see the four-game winning streak coming. I thought they were dead in the water in San Francisco, right, fellas. Ah. Well, that big comeback, what was it, Sattersbin?
Well, that was absolutely huge. It really was. They were on the verge of being four games out, and now here they sit in the midst of a three-way tie. I don't know what the hell the Mets are doing. That's the biggest surprise. The Giants have been doing this for a while, but to lose two in a row, including a Syndergaard start, to the Braves of all teams, it now has the Cardinals, Giants, and Mets all tied for the top wild card spot. So this time tomorrow, the Cardinals could be on the outside looking in. This time tomorrow, the Cardinals could have one game lead on both teams. Here is how it would shake out right now if the season were to end today. Have you heard this scenario?
I think, don't they draw lots, the three teams and the team?
No, I think that's
Team B and C play each other. And
this is how it would work per ESPN.com. The likeliest scenario, if there were a three-way tie, would be Mets and Cardinals at Busch Stadium on October 3rd. And if my math is correct, the phone is ringing and I can't shut it off.
Whose phone?
Can anybody answer?
Whose phone?
Is Stingray calling?
I think it might be Stingray. He's in advance.
Is that phone right in front of you?
God. Doug, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm just going to focus on this. The Mets and Cardinals game at Busch Stadium would be on October 3rd. The winner of that game would then host an October 5th wild card game.
Okay. And that's based on what? Head-to-head record during the season?
I don't have any idea. The loser of the tiebreaker would travel to San Francisco with another chance to advance. So the Giants would just be sitting there waiting, and then if the Cardinals were to lose, they would fly across the country. I got it at about 2,000 miles. To San Francisco, play at AT&T Park, and then if they were to beat the Giants, fly all the way to the East Coast, and then play the very next day against the Mets. I don't know why. Please do not ask. Because I do not know why. I just know that that is what the scenario would be. Why the Mets and Cardinals would play as opposed to the Mets and Giants or Cardinals and Giants in that first thing, I do not know.
And you saw that on ESPN.com. Explain
that. I am reading it right now on ESPN.com. So considering that on Saturday night in the ninth inning, the Cardinals were on the verge. That to me would have been it. I didn't view it as it after the loss on Thursday or Friday. But if they're four games out, of course, mathematically, it can happen. Just like mathematically, the Cardinals could win the 2016 World Championship. I don't even think the best fan in baseball. So not just the best fan, but the best fan of the best fans in baseball, who has like 50 sound-off letters under her belt. I don't even think that person would consider the Cardinals to be likely to get to the World Series this year. But of course, it could happen. The Cardinals were on the verge of the most minuscule of probability of getting into this play-in game had the Giants been able to close out that game on Saturday, and they just have had this disastrous bullpen, and that cost them drastically, allowed the Cardinals back in. They've taken advantage since. They've gotten some good starting pitching. Adam Wainwright last night, solid, but more importantly from Wainwright was his bat. You know what he was doing? Raking.
More RBIs now than any pitcher since the start of the DH. You see that stat? 18,
that's a good fun fact.
18 RBIs. He's always been a good hitter. I think if he hadn't been a pitcher, he would have had a shot as a hitter because he's got power and he swings the bat pretty well.
I know.
Slugging .483.
That's nice.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Especially when you're hitting about 200.
Yeah. He's hitting .224.
Four in a row now.
How do you
four
do?
Four in a row. That Colorado Park plays well into the Cardinal offensive
system. It does. It does.
A lot of fly balls. Oh, that's gone. Thank you.
Got a day game today. Doug, you were going, oh, I wonder who the Rockies will start in this one.
Because who are they pitching today?
Because for whatever reason, De La Rosa seems like he's been on the team since they expanded and just gets raked every year.
There's like seven De La Rosas in the National
League. I think
League.
The Rockies have six of them. But today, the Cardinals will send Luke Weaver. So this will be intriguing to see how he handles that operation out there. This is, you know, incredibly unique. Hopefully it doesn't eat him up. Either way, though, the Cardinals would have a day off if they have to go deep into the bullpen before playing the Cubs this weekend. But you said, boy, I hope the Rockies aren't starting German Marquez.
Yeah,
well, they are.
No, not Germsy. This Marquez, he wheels and deals and he toes the slab.
This is the kind of guy, though, who will, like, go out there and shut him down for six innings. Some random we haven't heard of. He doesn't have a start under his belt this year, but he will be out there today. And, of course, he's from San Felix, Venezuela. I believe this is his first major league start.
Doug, what does he feature?
This is a guy who tries to get ahead in the count. And when possible, he'll try to work the corners.
What?
He'll try to play with your eye level. You know, he'll come inside, outside, up and down. He likes to mix up his pitches. Pretty good arm. I like this kid. I always have, coming out of Venezuela.
San Felix, sir.
Do any major league pitchers not have good arms?
Some of them. You know, R.A. Dickey doesn't have a very good arm, really.
He used to.
Yeah. You know.
Brett Tomko didn't seem to have a great arm when he was here.
No, Juan Augusto had a poor arm. Juan Augusto was a reliever they had about 15, 20 years ago, and I swear to God I could have hit Juan Augusto. It looked like high school pitching, and he was treated as such, too.
Just soft, softer, softest.
You thought someone on the field was going to get hurt if they don't take Juan Augusto off the mound.
Yeah, the Cardinals had this series of acquisitions in the early 1990s after Augie Bush passed away, and the Brewers just kind of running the thing like the Dan Marshall Leadership Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Juan Augusto was one of those acquisitions. Todd Burns, the Mad Hatter, known as the Mad Hatter because he, A, would make you mad, but B, before he would throw a pitch, I don't know if it was OCD or what, but he would play around with his cap over and over and over again and then throw the
maybe 20 meatball. Times. Yeah. He'd touch his hat 15, 20 times before he pitched.
Mad Hatter. Yeah. So there weren't really Larry Walker caliber trades going on back in the early 1990s when, coincidentally, the Cardinals didn't really do a whole lot. But, you know, it's nice that the Cardinals are making this run. It's really nice that the Mets are losing to the Braves. I mean, what in the world?
I'll tell you what's happening. These bad teams like the Braves, they haven't had anything to play for a month and a half. They get a contender coming in, and they get up a little bit. They go, all right, hey, here's a chance to actually make a difference tonight.
You're saying this is their postseason?
Sort of like that, yeah.
And also, quite importantly, something to keep an eye on here, because it may come down to the end of the season, and Bumgarner may have to throw against the Giants to make sure that the Giants would get in to the play-in game, whether it be against the Cardinals or Mets, or the three-game situation that we just outlined, if they all finished in a tie. Johnny Cueto left the game last night, and per ESPN.com, he was starting for the Giants last night, per ESPN.com, there was a great deal of anger from Cueto in the Giants locker room, and he's expected to have an MRI. It was a groin injury, and so there is a suspicion that the injury may be severe, based on his reaction in the Giants clubhouse.
Well, I would really feel terrible about that if that were the case.
You're a big fan. You're a big Cueto
guy.
What
a wonderful guy that he's been to the Cardinals over the years. You know, and for him to get hurt right here in the pennant race when you're tied with the Giants, I don't ever want to see anything like that happen.
Brandon Crawford also left the game.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. But his was just a dislocated finger.
But for a baseball player, that's a pretty big deal.
I think it was a pinky, too. He might be able to be back in a week with that.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-CUB-TALK, Doug. That's 855-282-8255. 855-CUB-TALK. Some people like it to be Cuck Talk, but I just have a real problem because Cuck, of course, is C-U-C-K.
Yeah, well, that pretty much sums it up right there.
It's the appliances that, counter phone lines. Cooking season is here, so get rid of that old stove and wall oven and replace it before the holidays. Great cash rebates and no interest financing are available. And as always, you'll get the lowest price at the appliance discounters. That's why the appliance discounters have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Six area locations to serve you. Go online at theappliancediscounters.com.
I went there 2 weeks ago, Tim. Got a nice refrigerator.
How's it treating you?
No, very nice. Wonderful. No better place to go than appliance discounters. That's why I went. Nice. Okay, that's why I went. If there had been a better place, I'd have gone there. There isn't. I went to the one right there on Watson Road. Got a little fridge, a little side-by-side.
Watson Road's one of the six area locations.
Yep.
And I want to welcome another new sponsor to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Doug, and it is Harry's. Harry's Razors. I am a Harry's client. Sometimes we have these products I'm using, and I say to the sales staff, hey, if you want, see if they'd be interested in advertising, because this product has treated me quite well. I got a couple others out there. These RX bars, holy moly cockatoli, delicious.
RX bars.
Yeah, organic, gluten-free, naturally made, and high in protein, and a great snack. Those are the things you see me eating sometimes during the commercial breaks. But anyway, I digress. Harry's Razors. I have been using the an old brand that I just been using forever, and I just was like, well, there isn't really any difference. And now I start using Harry's Razors, and I see that there absolutely is a difference. The days of nicks and cuts and feeling rough after a shave, they are in the past. And I didn't realize technology had advanced to give you this kind of smooth shave. And that's what you get with Harry's. Big razor companies have always made a small change, come out with the newest version, and raising their already high prices. Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging, which is why they made their razors even better. And they're keeping prices exactly the same. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Get your free trial set when you subscribe. Just pay $3 for shipping. That's it. $3. And now you have the whole set. Boom.
What's shipping cost?
$3. Right. Plus, for our listeners, a special offer. Enter code INSIDESTL. It's one word, Doug. INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm for free with your order. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code INSIDESTL at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, and the code is INSIDESTL, and you will feel the difference. It's over. Sometimes I've kind of had this 5 o'clock shadow thing, but it had been because I hated shaving, and now it's so easy and it's so smooth, and it's the technology that has advanced so much, and it's so inexpensive with Harry's. Harry's.com. Use the promo code INSIDESTL. Now, the Cardinals winning is wonderful. The Giants struggling, wonderful. The Mets losing to the Braves, phenomenal. But I think there was something a little more special about last night's Cardinal game. I was notified via the Twitter tweets and also the TMA fan page, which, of course, I am a huge fan of. Doug is not a member. That there were gentlemen at Coors Field who had a free Dotum sign they were holding up. Mm-hmm. One was holding free, the other Dotum. It was wonderfully coordinated. Mm-hmm. And the Denver ushers came up to them and said they have to remove the sign or else they would be kicked out of the ballpark.
Appropriate. Mm-hmm.
Well, these gentlemen are champions of truth, champions of justice, and they long for liberty, for not only freedom of expression, but also for a gentleman who wears a French fry bucket hat by the name of Deke Dotum. And so they held the sign back up, defiant, defiant, and they were kicked out of Coors Field.
Well, as they should be. I'd like to take this moment to thank the security staff at Coors Field, the Colorado Rockies organization, and Major League Baseball proper for standing up to this sort of insidious infection, this sort of vileness. They saw a problem there. They saw cancer, and they rooted it out. They stamped it out.
But there is Dan McLaughlin in the eighth inning of a captivating 10-4 baseball game. And you know what he says?
I heard it.
He says the following.
Jim Hayes was telling me on the way to the ballpark, wanted me to pass along a note from the Dotum family. He met Mr. and Mrs. Dotum and their son, Deke. And they want to say hi to family and friends back home in St. Louis. And that's from the Dotums.
Was he underwater when he said it?
It's not a family reunion, is it?
No, sir.
Doug, that is a message of unity. Mm-hmm. Subtle. From Dan McLaughlin during the Cardinal broadcast.
You know, they sit around in prison and plot ways to escape, too. It doesn't make it a positive message. And the fact that these security people knew how to react, knew that these people need to be ejected, I applaud them. I salute
Best
them.
Best wishes to Mr. Dotum.
Yeah. At least he wasn't underwater. Where did
Jim
we get
Hayes
the sound?
Was telling me on the way to the ballpark.
Ballpark?
Wanted me to pass along a note from the Dotum family. He met Mr. and Mrs. Dotem and their son, Deke.
How do the Cardinals take that? How does Fox Sports Midwest take that when they hear their announcer trying to get Dotem free?
It was 10-4.
Do they have any idea what that's all about? Are they paying winning. Attention? I've just never been more disappointed than Dan McLaughlin. I just really haven't. These people were out in the, it looked like they were out in the left field somewhere, or right field, somewhere in the distant outfield. Figures.
One of the
Dotem fan couldn't get decent tickets.
I enjoyed it.
And they pay for a ticket. They drive to the park. They pay to park. They buy paint for this little Dotem sign. And then they get themselves thrown out over that little display.
How do you know they paid for tickets?
Well, I assume someone paid for the ticket
well,
and they
used
didn't.
Them. Maybe they didn't.
Well, they should have. That wouldn't surprise me either if they snuck in.
No. They probably saw the signs and there were a bunch of people that wanted to give them tickets to get in.
I don't think
Dotem
so.
Dotem fans.
They don't know what that means.
Get
out
on
there.
Board, buddy.
I also thought it was pretty funny. I mean, mentioning Dotem is one thing, but he kind of did a Doug Vaughn Bull Park.
He did.
A little bit.
There's a lot going
subtle.
On there, Doug. There's
subtle.
A lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that's a community gesture. When you wander into a, you know, a retirement village, something like that, and you say, hey, anyone need a ride of the Bull Park?
That's... Who's this Doug, and why can't he hear me?
I couldn't hear it down at this end. I could barely hear the clip we played. Was it just me, or did it sound like McLaughlin was underwater?
I thought it was fine.
I did think it was fine as well.
I could barely. No, I heard the other clip. Play the other one, the Deke Dotem clip.
Hayes was telling me on the way to the ballpark.
That sounds horrible.
Wanted me to pass along
that
a note.
Sounds okay to everybody else?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
It must be my pot.
Oh, pot him down then.
There's a lot going on the fan page. Of course, they're thrilled by Dan McLaughlin and his run-in with the Dotems.
Mm-hmm.
I see PGA Pro Dan put up pictures of Big Al, who just keeps coming back to his golf galaxy every day now.
That's a long way from Lake St. Louis, too.
It is.
It?
Yeah, it's over in Fairview Heights, and there he is.
What, is he hitting balls?
He's hitting clubs at Golf Galaxy every day. He says, to quote Joe Buck from the 2011 World Series... Slightly altered, he just won't go away.
And he's everywhere. No matter where you go, you see Big Al. He leads a life a lot of us would love to lead.
He's an international man of leisure.
Apparently he doesn't work, and yet he makes a lot of money. Still selling parts for Boeing. Doesn't really have to show up.
Timberfake posted some video that I don't even know what the hell it means. But I guess it was in response to... the announcement, Iggy working, I mean, this is like UN Secretary General caliber diplomacy yesterday. Now, Doug, as you know, we have Rick Hummel coming up at 8:30. He's presented by Hot Shots. Well, we will be at Hot Shots, and I'm talking about all of us on this program. The Sea Monster, Iggy, the Plowhawk, you, me, Chuckles, Jennings, and then also the canine posse from We Are Live. Chris Denman, Travis Terrell, Hannah Yates, and Michael Gaines will all be at the Hot Shots in St. Charles tomorrow night for TMA Live and a Foot Fetish Friday for the ages, they're saying. This was going to be for the ages. But Iggy yesterday, on his own, reached out to Tony Lee, who, of course, just a couple months ago was in a very hot, relationship with Timberfake, but has since moved on to a gentleman who allegedly works for a dish company in Evansville, Indiana.
Beavis.
As Timberfake calls him. And Iggy, my understanding is your diplomacy led to Tony Lee saying that she will be in attendance tomorrow night at Hot Shots in St. Charles.
It was on, it was off, and now it's back on. She was a little confused the first time. She thought that Timberfake wasn't going to be there. And I said, no, I told you he's probably going to be there. We will try to keep him away from you.
Right.
Then she said, you're right. I was misunderstood. But I said, most people don't like him anyway. They'll be on your side. If he starts going after you, you just ignore him and just have fun. So she agreed to come back again.
Now, is she bringing Beavis?
She said she's bringing her boyfriend.
Oh, I thought he laid pipe in Evansville.
I think he's in town.
Is he going to try to sell us a Dish Network?
I've never met the man. I don't know. Right. Maybe he'll do Foot Fetish Friday.
Tony told me that I get. Did you talk Foot Fetish Friday with her? Because she kept bringing that up. I was at dinner last night with. I have an Italian American wife. She's more or less a beard, and my phone was blown up. I go, what the hell's going on? And it was Tony Lee, and she was saying that she really doesn't want to do the foot stuff. She's kind of, I guess, anti-foot play. That's her thing.
I talked her into that too, but maybe that'll change.
You talked her into that? How do you talk her into that?
I just said it's harmless. She goes, yeah, I was kind of freaked out the first time that I saw, heard about him playing with feet. And I said, well, how do you think I feel? Calling restaurants and asking if they want to bring some girls out for feet.
Not the career you had envisioned for yourself, was it?
No.
Well, now that you're a Hall of Famer, though, I would imagine there's a little more cachet.
I do anything for this show. It doesn't matter. But I said, it's harmless. I said, he's just going to look at your foot. He's going to judge your foot. And then you can make fun of him. It'll be fun.
Oftentimes, however, that's the premise that hashtag FFF starts with. But by the end of each woman sitting down next to Jennings, he usually has moved the foot at least near his mouth proper, if
People
not
think that
into his mouth.
I have a foot fetish. I wasn't going to tongue kiss her foot.
Okay.
A Foot Fetish Friday.
Oh, Iggy.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to tell her that. I just said, look, he'll look at your foot, he'll critique your foot, and you can have fun with it. And she goes, okay. So she said yes to that. That may change, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was babysitting yesterday for an hour and a half.
I know, because then all of a sudden I started getting it. Timber fake, he got up bright and early at 1. And I said, hey, Tony Lee is going to bring Beavis to the TMA Live, and then this will also be your opportunity to meet Hannah. Because on We Are Live, there is a bet that has been thrown down. Hannah has claimed she's going to be able to book Nelly by October 1st. Her cohorts on the program don't believe that's going to happen. And if she is not able to do it, she has to go on a date with Timberfake, who has been a regular caller into their program for the first time ever since she started appearing on the show. Perhaps a coincidence. So... that would happen as well. Timberfake's plan is to make Tony Lee jealous by having Hannah on his arm, but I don't think Hannah has any interest in being there.
Why not?
There'll be 2 restraining orders filed by the time the show's over.
And then Tony is really concerned about the foot thing because I guess she has a thing with her feet or feet in general. I don't know. I have had experiences, Doug... where women, it was kind of a back-to-back thing. I think, was it 1999?
I don't know the date.
I think it was 1999. One of them was a former coworker at KOMU, and then I don't remember the other. No, the other one was just a girl I was kind of seeing. And both of them didn't want their socks off. And fine with me, but they
clubbed feet?
I don't know.
Web toes.
I have no idea, but I'm like, is this like a thing now?
Bunion problems?
Or maybe it's a sock thing.
Hammer toe.
I don't know. All I know is it went on. So I guess there's a thing where some women are really self-conscious about their feet. I don't know if that's what it is, or if it's just Jennings per se. I don't know. But my text yesterday at night when Tony Lee was texting me were focused on the foot issue. She's not necessarily as consumed with Timberfake so much as she is with hashtag Foot Fetish Friday, except Thursday at Hot Shots in St. Charles.
Has anyone
Bush? Pardon the hell out of me.
Has anyone had the foresight to check on the health of Tony Lee's grandmother? I mean, we don't need her passing away in the middle. We used to have these girl next door contests, and we'd have dead grandmothers floating down the Mississippi like cordwood.
Well, we can put the kibosh on her showing her feet if she wants. It would just be fun to have her out there. I said, bring the, because she said my boyfriend's coming. He's in town. I said, bring him. I said, I'll buy you dinner.
I'll buy you dinner. You said I'm going to get an expense report for that, Doug.
No, I'll take care of it. So I don't know. It's back on again. I ignored the last 9 messages that Timberfake sent me.
Yeah, I kind of got
call
to
me,
a
dude.
Point.
Call me, dude. Call me, dude. What did she say about me? What did she say? I said your name was never brought up. It's a lie.
No, he's smitten by this gal.
Yeah, I know it's him, and she's just doing it to try and show me up. That's why she's coming. I said, dude, she doesn't even care about you anymore. Move on. Bring a good looking broad and just have fun.
Well, his plan is to target Hannah. Now, Plowhawk, you just had a reaction there. Ladies and gentlemen, the Plow Rocky.
I just feel bad because she, I don't even know her. I have no idea who she is, but she seems to be just an innocent new employee trying to get her feet wet in the industry. And then you have Timberfake just bum rushing her.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Timberfake. Don't get me wrong, but yeah. Yeah. So I feel bad.
I'm tempted to help Hannah out with Nelly because I really don't want her to go through that.
You think you could get? I don't know if Nelly would do interviews right now.
I used to. Well, it depends what they're going to. If they're going to ask him about IRS and all that.
Right.
But I used to bowl with him, so I have a little in there.
You used to bowl with Nelly?
You bowled with Nelly?
Yeah, he bowled in our league at the old Strike and Spare Lanes.
How was he? Pretty good?
He's not a bad bowler. He would come in with his entourage and, you know.
Who would he be there with? City Spud, Free City?
I didn't know any of these guys.
700 big, series guy?
Big dudes. There were nights he would average like 215 or so.
Doug.
Really?
650, 660,
that's about a 650.
220. Mm-hmm.
He'd pick up the tab on the beer frame.
I didn't bowl on his team. He bowled in my league. He didn't buy me a beer the week we bowled against them.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
So I know a little bit. He knows me a little bit, but I don't know. Maybe the guys don't want this to happen because they want her to go out with Timberfake, and I like all the guys on that show, so I don't know who I would be helping out. Maybe I'll just stay out of it.
You ever bowl along about the fifth or sixth frame, you get hungry, and you go get yourself a grilled cheese sandwich at the grill?
God.
I've done that on many occasions.
Although St. Charles Lanes does have a good grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, they all seem to have a nice little grill up there.
That Redbird Lane sure did, Doug. Yeah. A delicious burger.
Crestwood Bowl does as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe we ought to do a tour of bowling alleys and their food.
I think I banged every...
Oh, you didn't.
Every girl behind the snack bar at Redbird
you
Lanes.
Didn't.
One
I don't like when people brag.
Yeah, so I was
how many
bragging.
Of them were there?
I think there were four different ones in a couple of years that I did. There's just something
so
about
did.
The Redbird Lanes
chicks.
You
did stop in the middle of a game and say, hey, I'll have a grilled cheese, and I'll have you also.
That was the line. How did you know? Grilled cheese, please. And your phone number? No.
What was better, the girl or the grilled cheese?
The grilled cheese on a couple of occasions.
Well, I got a bell, too.
So if they reach out to me, if Hannah reaches out or if Chris reaches out and says, don't do it, whatever they want.
Well, you do meet a special, sophisticated type of gal working in a bowling alley.
No, they were Hoosiers.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, you're right on the banks of the River to Pear at Redbird Lane, sir.
Doug, why are you judging? These people are hardworking. They're not leeching off the government other people you complain about. They have a good job, and you're making fun of them.
No, I'm saying right out front, you meet a certain kind of sophisticated gal there.
But it seems like you're
I'm
being
all
sarcastic.
For it. No, no.
So this whole thing tomorrow night at Hot Shots in St. Charles... I do think, you know, a Big Al, if he's hitting balls right now over at Golf Galaxy, I suppose he wouldn't be available. But I know he does travel with security, parentheses, for some reason, end parentheses. We may need it because Timberfake and Beavis, I don't need that going on. I don't know where Tony Lee's head is outside of she just doesn't want to participate in Foot Fetish Friday, but she thinks she might, even though she doesn't want to, which strikes me as odd, but that's what was conveyed via text. And I don't need any scuffles breaking out, so I might need to use Big Al's security. He's a gentleman by the name of Big Hurt.
Maybe the boxing match should have been Timberfake against this Beavis guy, and Ryan Kelly could have battled Ray Vinson. Maybe that would have been a better doubleheader.
Doug, some of us are so South City, we grew up along the banks of the mighty River to Pear. Thank you. It's from the 303.
I lived right there for a couple of years myself as a little kid.
On the River to Pear?
Right next to it, yeah.
I thought you were Kirkwood through and through.
Well, when I was like 4 or 5 years old, my parents first moved here. We lived on Lewis Place or Lewis Street.
Oh, I think right it's Louis.
It's Lewis.
Yep.
Just for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then I guess, never mind.
My feeling, Tim, is that there will be no problem from Beavis. I think he'll stay out of it. But Timberfake won't shut up. You know that's coming. As soon as he gets a mic in his hand, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
And I told Tony, if it happens, take the high road, just ignore him, and then he'll be booed, and people will be on your side.
Maybe you ought to do the foot fetish stuff before Timberfake gets the mic.
A Foot Fetish Friday.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because he might scare her away.
We'll play it by ear.
Doug, watch this. I'm so St. Louis, ask my tattooist. That's from the Loomster.
Say that one again, if you would, Tim.
Doug, watch this.
Watch this.
I'm so St. Louis, ask my tattooist.
Ooh, Nelly's home. Nelly's home.
That's such a cool lyric.
Okay.
Tim, I've never been to a live Hot Shot show. I live in St. Charles. I'm thinking of going, but I'm wary of these hooligans. What should I expect? That's Juan Pablo, the pool boy.
Mm.
These are usually what I would describe as society events. I don't know if you've ever been to the Veiled Prophet Ball.
No, I was never invited.
That's what this is like. The fleur-de-lis.
Yeah. And it's a coming out party not only for the listeners, but for their daughters as well.
Yep.
All right. And they'll get their pictures taken in front of their homes in Ladue and Huntley before they show up for the party. And then they'll come out the hot shots.
Right.
It's kind of how it works.
Doug, I just woke up and I'm horny hearing your voice. Thanks. It's from Bubbles. Now, Bubbles has a girlfriend who's into the wife of Fred from the Poor Part of the Nail.
Oh.
It's like the Bill Walsh coaching tree following all of the listeners banging each other.
I don't think that's happened. Listeners hooking up. I don't think it's happened.
Tim, there will be 100-plus lemmings that will make sure Timberfake doesn't start any crap. We got your back. That's from Zambo.
Old Zambo.
So the toughs among the listening audience will be there with their brass knuckles just to make sure the Timberfake doesn't tear up the place.
Wasn't there some smack talk being traded on the fan pin between Timberfake and Beavis a while back?
Yep. Yep. And then somebody bragged about their income. Which is always, you know, again, that's more Huntley.
Probably Beavis if he's selling Dish Network.
Now, were there deleted messages yesterday when you posted that she was going to be there? Because I read, the second one I read was, who I was waiting for this to happen, and all those arguments, but there were no posts. I don't know what.
I did delete a post this morning because somebody took a picture of one of the posters and his, like, I don't know, 5-year-old daughter, and posted it. And I'm like, yeah, it's got the crosses. That's why I say, leave the families. It's mafia rules, Doug. La Cosa Nostra here. Mm-hmm. Leave the families out of it, and Doug's TV job and Charlie's TV job. Everything else, fine. Families stay out of it. I don't know what was going on.
Okay, maybe they did it
Timberfake has a habit, allegedly or apparently, and I would have to believe that it is the case. It's just I'm not sitting on the fan page all day of posting things when he's in a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
And then he deletes them.
Maybe that's what was going on.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just saw it because when somebody tags you, you get a, I don't know how to turn it off, but you get a notification that you've been tagged. So I read the post, and then the ones didn't make sense because it said, I was waiting for that argument to start, but there was nothing being argued, so I don't know.
Well, it's tomorrow night at Hot Shots in St. Charles. It's going to be a pony show for the ages. Because you have all the people from We Are Live, you have all the people from the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and you have the fine patriots who listen to this show. Plus, we may have Larry Nickel. I don't know. We will have Mike Lee. We will have Timberfake. And Iggy is efforting, although I certainly wouldn't consider it a lock, but Tony Lee and perhaps her gentleman lover, who Timberfake calls Beavis, unfortunately. He doesn't really resemble Beavis to me, but Timberfake sees a resemblance. You know what, Doug? We continue to have all these new shows. The listeners are doing shows. You know, you can broker time on the weekend, so if you want to do a show, all you got to do is have a checkbook. Now, there has to be money in the account, because here at KFNS, that has been a problem before, where people write checks, but there's no money in the
account.
Cut
it out.
Yep. So, in this case, there has to be money in the account. But if you do, and you abide by the FCC regulations, you can sit there and have a radio show. And so we already have Swope's Picks, and I am on Swope's Picks this week. I did an interview with Buck Swope last night. What an honor.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful, wonderful interview. Yeah. And then also, we have a new program airing, and it's called The Changing Station with Cucky the Dwarf. And Cucky is on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Good morning, Cucky.
Hello, Cucky.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doug is Randy this morning, I can tell.
I can hear it in his voice as well. Well, I actually, you know, to butt in here, something interesting came up. Heard Iggy talking about Redbird Lanes. my mom was actually one of the snack bar girls in the 80s. So I got some questions.
Maybe I'm your dad.
If we can go.
How old are you, first of all?
I'm 32 years young.
Yeah, that's right in the wheelhouse.
There's a good possibility, buddy.
Yeah.
You may want to get that DNA checked.
She really did work there?
Oh.
Are you just tugging our leg?
I don't remember what broads I banged, but there were about 4 of them.
You come over later, and I'll get some DNA from you. Get that tested.
There's been so many gals, you don't even remember them.
No. I don't remember one of their names.
Well, I just want to know why you left me a mom. It's pretty much the main question I need to know.
Dude, I can't support myself, more or less a kid.
Hey, guys, I got a new show. They gave me a show.
Yep, it's called The Changing Station, Doug.
Yeah, what does that mean, The Changing Station?
Oh, it's a play off that classic diapy changing station line that gets used so much. And I thought, you know what? We're going to change some souls here, too. So call it The Changing Station. Have a play on words there, Doug.
Nice.
All right. Well, I hope it goes well for you.
It's going well so far. Yep. I mean, I didn't know about the whole checkbook thing and having to pay for it. I thought, yeah, I'm going to have to get on that.
Welcome to broadcasting.
And I understand, Cucky, that you're going to have the plow Rocky working the board for you.
Yeah, I found that good news out yesterday that the old plow Rocky will be the board op. So
plow Rocky, you're coming in for 1 hour on a Friday night at 11 o'clock?
No, I'm going to do a 7 to midnight deal just to make it worth my while. Juice need to be worth the squeeze, like you said. And I'm happy to work with Cucky. I know we're going to have a great time. And I couldn't be more thrilled. I when I heard he had the show, I wanted to jump on the opportunity to be involved. And Cuck, me and you are long step brothers, so it'll be nice to reunite in the studio.
Did I bang your mom too?
Man, Iggy's just getting them all. You know, Iggy, you can be the first guest because I was going to have my mom on there, so you guys can kind of reunite,
hash
things out.
That'd be fun.
That'd be good, kind of like the Tony Lee Timber Fake thing, but you know,
perfect
with older people.
That sounds hot,
Doug.
All right,
boys. I'm actually still doing real work, so I'm going to do that thing where the caller says, "Hey, I got to go," and then you guys say, "Oh, our callers have to go." So, hey, guys, I got to go back to work. All right.
Okay. Are we calling them, or are they calling?
Sorry to bother you.
What does Cucky do,
Doug?
I think he's in construction.
That's correct.
But he's giving it all up
because he said he could finish my basement
for the radio.
I don't think he's giving it up at all. Not if he's doing it at midnight.
Swope and his memory of the show is incredible. And we were talking about it last night. We were actually on the phone for about an hour last night. That's what I do.
Boy, fun. Let the good times roll.
Tim, I'd love to shoot it with you. No, you wouldn't. You'd be on the couch and you'd be watching me on the phone all night. That's what I do. But here's what's going on. Swope is a fan of Chuck Klosterman. Doug, are you familiar with Chuck Klosterman?
No, I don't know.
Charlie,
CK.
I bet there's a chance you may be. Iggy, maybe.
I've definitely heard of the name.
And I thought his analogy on it, because I said the way you do these interviews with like Dotem and Janie the Lesbian so seriously about such inane topics, that's what amuses me, in addition to the audio clips that you find. And he said Chuck Klosterman, in many of his books, and I have I can't remember which one I read, but I read one a few years ago. He like goes in depth on asinine topics, and sometimes they can really wind up being quite provocative with the discussions of just what seemingly would be, you know, something trivial. So that's what Swope does with this stuff, and he's phenomenal at it. And then you have Cucky, who has like 5 billion characters in the email of the day that he's constructed himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to think it might be time for us to be replaced by Buck Swope and Cucky the Dwarf.
That wouldn't be a bad thing. Yeah.
Cucky and Swope.
And maybe we could get a job in construction.
Yeah.
He's amazing because I was sitting right there when the whole Dotem thing happened, and I didn't remember how it happened.
No.
And well, he knows all this.
As I've said, and somebody just texted in the Crestwood Coyote, he said, listen to the first episode of Swope's Picks at Work yesterday. It's hysterical. Very difficult to not laugh out loud in the office when you're listening. It's from Crestwood Coyote. And that was my experience as well. I hadn't listened to it. I saw everybody in the fan page raving about it, and I knew what he was going to do, but I didn't realize how well it would be put together. And so I'm laughing out loud when I'm listening to it and working out. And so his ability to do this stuff is just absolutely ridiculous. And then Cucky is a different line of humor, but just brilliantly creative, and it kind of makes us go, oh yeah, we probably shouldn't be in here. There are people much, much better than us.
What's Swope's real job? Does he do something besides shutter spooking?
IT.
All right.
Now, see, these guys are handling radio the right way. They have real jobs,
right?
And then they kind of do this on the side for fun.
Yeah,
we're all in.
Yeah,
and exposed.
Mm-hmm. With nothing to fall back on.
Guys, I recommend a new show called Buck, Cuck, and the Plowboy. It's from Zambo.
Sounds like a winner.
Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs. That's the book I read. A Tool Belt for Betty. You're exactly right. Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs. Chuck Klosterman.
I haven't read that from Klosty.
And Buck Swope, Doug, is our official photographer for tomorrow night.
Oh, great.
That was Anna Marie's work, actually. She said, hey.
She lined him up.
our normal lensman is not available for the TMA Live at Hot Shots in St. Charles, you think Swope would do it since he is a hashtag shutter spook.
Yeah, not just anyone could walk in with an iPhone and take a couple pictures at a couple guys at the desk.
Well, Anna Marie wanted it to be a very special TMA Live tomorrow night because, yeah, after all, this is my 40th birthday gala, and I'm expecting a lesbian orgy tomorrow night.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either, but I'm just playing
this
along.
This is it. This is going to be your party.
This is it. Forget the tragic lesbian orgy in Las Vegas. It's going to be at Hot Shots in St. Charles. Mm-hmm. But we have Buck Swope, and he was all over it. So Swope will be there. I wonder if he'll wear that green jacket.
Oh, I expect he will.
Jose Maria Olazabal is, mm-hmm, in the building.
Now, from what I hear tell, and I'm not going to reveal it, Cucky is in the works of a nice outfit for tomorrow.
Wow.
But it's not official, so I didn't want to release it. I didn't know if he was going to over the air. Since he didn't, I don't know if it's official yet, but I'll give you that deep tease.
Something in a half shirt, I'm sure.
Oh, it's gold. I talked to him yesterday afternoon on his lunch break, and he was excited about it.
Was he?
I like that Cucky. He's very funny.
Should we bring anything? Presents or cake or anything?
Doug, what do you think we should have? Try to bring by curious women.
Hmm. Well, I don't have any of those just like with me, but I guess we could run an ad on Backpage.
I know my buddy Mace Dog just came back from me. He went to Colorado and Oklahoma. He got some edibles, so maybe I'll bring some treats.
Doug, would you like to have some edibles while we do the program?
I'd probably be okay without them.
Now, what's the premise of the changing station? Is it just going to be a normal
radio show? I have no idea what he's planning on doing. The thing is, I have a feeling it'll wind up being incredibly amusing. I mean, the Kevin Shipp email character is one of my favorites, along with Cucky just in general. Doug, he's, mm-hmm, a creative genius.
What time do you say this show was on?
11 p.m. on Friesman.
11 to midnight.
And then Swope is on at midnight on Sunday morning. Saturday night, Sunday morning.
So they got the prime shift, didn't they?
I drive home on Friday nights from 11:30 to about 11.
You're when you listen to the changing station.
I will be able to listen to that.
William.
I'm kind of excited. Is this week the first one?
It is, the inaugural.
Wow.
I think in honor of the show.
Maybe I'll call in.
In honor of the show, I believe he should come in a half shirt and a diaper.
Yeah.
It's hot.
If you tell him, he will. And I won't be on tomorrow or this week because I have Billy G's. Any after that, I'll be available on Friday. So I start next Friday. Cucky starts this Friday.
I also like the name, Doug. Changing Station. It's kind of a, what do you call it? Is it a play on words?
It is. I call it a pun. What about a homophone? Is that a homophone?
I don't know. I don't like that word, though.
Double entendre.
Don't use it again.
Entendre?
Double entendre.
Entendre.
Huge prizes today, once again, here for Text of the Day. Two tickets to a three-generation barbecue tradition masterclass Saturday at 3 p.m. for Q and the Lou. Samplings included, so text in 855-CUB-TALK. And then email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Four tickets to the Blues and Stars on Friday, September 30th. The first open practice is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sunday's Youth Hockey Day in conjunction with the preseason opener against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Training camp info at stlouisblues.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com and texting in at 855-282-8255. Let's see what we have. Rick Hummel, Tease Farms Captain's Log, and then, of course, Stingray, Mississippi State football fan. Plowhawk, I don't know if you have any Stingray, just to the listeners who are just tuning in and didn't hear a little earlier what he does. Here's what he sounds like. Hail State.
Hit the lever palsy.
Because Matty Mauk got suspended for the rest of the year, and you guys have not scored a touchdown in almost a month.
There you go. You guys didn't get an idea.
And
I like that. It's King's English.
He kind of sounds like Rondo.
Yeah, he does.
Are they the same person?
No, Rondo's all Tennessee through and through, right down to the bedsheet.
This is Starkville through and through. Rick Hummel coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, a very special friend of the show made a return last night to the entertainment world, and we have the audio. You're going to want to stick around for this, Doug.
Who was that?
That's time spent listening. It's a tease.
Sorry.
And all of a sudden, you've been teased into staying in
your
car.
All
right. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After.